This is JIS News. Coming up, government to implement measures to ensure cap no longer a burden on the budget, sports industries to capitalize on Global Logistics Hub Initiative, and ODPEM collaborates to build resilient communities. The details after the break.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. The supply contracts of Clarendon Alumina Partners Limited, CAP, will be modified to ensure its obligations will not incur additional costs to the budget even as it remains in operation. Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says Glencore had made two proposals to either purchase the facilities outright or exercise an option to purchase between January 1, 2015 and December 31, 2020. Dr. Phillips says the immediate purchase offer was taken off the table as the price offered by Glencore was significantly below the value of an efficiently producing asset. He adds that CAP had no choice but to continue producing until Glencore exercises its option to purchase.
In the interim, Glencore would be providing funding to CAP through a line of credit. Repayments of the amounts drawn down under the line of credit will be made by withholding amounts that would be due to the government for the sale of alumina supplied by CAP.
Clarendon Alumina Partners was founded in 1985 as a producer and refiner of alumina and holds 45% interest in Jamalco on behalf of the government of Jamaica, while Alcoa owns the other 55%. The government has been negotiating with Glencore to divest its stake in the loss-making company. And the finance minister says there's no need for additional regulations before the requests for proposals, RFPs, are issued for the development of integrated resorts. Dr. Phillips says the regulations that have been promulgated are all that is required to issue the RFPs. The integrated resorts development, of which casino gaming will be one component, will provide a mix of tourism facilities, including but not limited to hotels, villas and attractions, sporting facilities, service and shopping centers. The finance minister announced on April 18 that the government will, as of June 1, begin accepting bids for the construction of integrated resorts under the recently gazetted Casino Games Regulation 2012. The period for receipt of requests and completed applications will be from June 1 to September 30, 2013. Jamaica's sports industries will be able to capitalize on the implementation of the Global Logistics Hub Initiative. This assertion from Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton. He says opportunities arising from the initiative can serve to strengthen infrastructure to support the hosting of international sporting events.
Sporting events involve moving large numbers of persons spatially, as well as the movement of equipment and commodities. This requires a highly developed logistics platform to support the traveler sporting fans in and out of the country from many different regions. The logistic hub means greater air connectivity, which is indispensable for the staging of major global sporting events.
Minister Hilton was addressing the opening ceremony of the Business of Sport International Conference on Wednesday. And Jamaica has been making steady progress in its ability to respond to natural disasters, particularly hurricanes. This as the country prepares for the June 1 start of the 2013 Atlantic hurricane season. Acting Director of the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, Richard Thompson, says the agency has been working with a number of partners to implement several mechanisms to build resilient communities.
Our Building Disaster Resilient Communities program, we have continued our intervention in a number of selected communities. We have conducted training in first aid, shelter management, land search and rescue, initial damage assessment, and disaster awareness. We have done micro-mitigation projects totaling 44 in a number of communities. We have trained up 8 community response teams and doing training in 12 others.
Mr. Thompson was speaking at the recent launch of Hurricane Preparedness Month, observed May, and Disaster Preparedness Month to be observed in June. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.